I've made this call, and I haven't made it lightly either, that we have to look at the present situation in Donegal, which is a very, very positive story in terms of tourism, in terms of the Wild Atlantic Way, bringing people into our county for the first time in a long time. And we have to protect that. We have to protect the peace process. And we have to protect the gains that have been made since the peace came into operation in 1998. So with that in mind, I have asked the European Union to look very, very closely at our geographically unique position, where we're not talking about one border in order to get to our capital city. We're talking about two borders to traverse, where we all have a very current memory of double checkpoints, be it at a military end or a customs point checkpoint. And from the constituents I meet on a day-to-day basis in my own county and across the border, nobody wants to go back to any type of physical presence on the border, number one. And number two, if we have to have enhanced connectivity, enhanced connections between people across the border, we have to look at our physical infrastructure. And anybody who travels A5 knows the difficulties, knows the congestion on a daily basis, if not weekly basis. And certainly we have to look at not just the A5, we have to look at the connection, the further onward connection from Strabane, Lifford into Letterkenny, and also around the Monaghan area to Dublin. So we have to look at enhanced funding, and I think there are mechanisms for getting enhanced funding through the European Union, and namely the European Investment Bank, and that's something that I've called on for a long number of months now.
And as you make this call, it is important for the European Union to remember that Donegal and the surrounding counties, these are the ones that are going to be affected ultimately so much with this.
It is, and you know, when you speak to people regarding Brexit in Donegal, very, very, very few people can see any positives that can come out of it for Donegal or the North West. So we're looking at a situation where we have to see the European Union standing shoulder to shoulder with the most peripheral area, potentially the most peripheral area after Brexit. And we've had too long a history, too long a tragic history in County Donegal, where we've lost out economically, socially, and also we've lost out in terms of the violence, in terms of lives lost in the Northwest region. And we don't want to go back to those days, those dark days. But on top of that, we've seen positives emerging in our county. When you just consider that we're getting the Ballyliffin, or getting the Irish Open to Ballyliffin next year, we've had the World Rally Championship in 2008 in the Northwest. We've had two visits by Prince Charles to our region. People could not have imagined this 20 years ago. It's happening now. We are reaping the rewards of a peace dividend, and we can't go back. And in order for the European Union to be aware of this, it's important that they listen carefully, and also listen to the remarks of Hortensia in the last number of days, who talked about building bridges rather than borders along an existing border that was manned both at a custom point checkpoint and also at a military end. It's still fresh in people's memories, and we cannot go back to those days.